continue this conversation to the next hour. So if you're there, stay right there. I got to talk to Monique, though. Monique from Anchor Rising is on the line. Monique, how are you today?
I'm very good. How are you, Matt?
I am excellent.
Good.
And, as excellent as you can be.
Yeah. We're all kind of feeling that right now.
Doesn't it feel like your team is like, or you bet on something and lost, or you just...
Well, you know, and you were saying that earlier, and what really strikes me is that it isn't even so much that, I mean, I can deal with it when my team loses and it's a straight-up fight, but as you said, we seem to be dealing with an administration that is not even clear on the facts.
Yeah, it really is. In the same breath, say you're all about enforcing the laws, and at the same time tie law enforcement's hands
right.
when it comes to a specific issue is just insanity to me. But he gets away with it because surrounds himself by people that are going to benefit from this or think they're going to benefit from it, and it's surrounded by people asking him questions who don't understand the issue.
Right, and who believe that this is the right thing to do. I'm thinking of the clergy, and really it's not the right thing to do. You had asked what we had seen today that symbolizes Rhode Island and what's going on and so on.
You're right.
On the Woonsocket Call website today, there were two headlines, one above the other, that really struck me. The first headline, this is actually the top two headlines. The first headline says, Lincoln Chafee sworn in.
Yeah.
And the second headline says, vultures descend on city. Now, the second...
But the second one's about turkey vultures, right?
It's literally about vultures in the city of Woonsocket.
Monique, you got to leave it there.
Okay.
You got to punctuate it with that. Go check out anchorrising.com. See that wit and that observation power is all at anchorrising.com. Go see them, and you'll love it.